Well, what a great day to be here. And Admiral Sharp, glad you're here. Your two predecessors, Director Cardillo and Director Long, were incredibly important in getting us to where we are today. Governor, you and Governor Nixon both very supportive. The state actually came up with the money to put this property together at a time that it seemed like that might be pretty difficult to do, and also it responded to free property across the river, and we certainly wouldn't have wanted to be there today instead of here. In fact, Congressman Clay and I might not have been invited to be there today, but we are delighted to be here, I will tell you that. Director McGuire, your help, and Dan Coates. I called Director Coates a number of times during this process. So now, are you sure you have all the information you need to have to understand this is a top-of-line issue? I haven't seen Mayor Slay today, but I went to see Mayor Slay 10 years ago and said, Mayor, this facility is going to have to go somewhere. It's been mentioned that NGA's been here for 70 years, but actually the mapping facility started in 1840 at that location, and a couple of the buildings actually date back to about 1840, and the others date back to 1950 and 1970. All of our considerations for safety and security were different in 1950 and 1970 than they are today. I said, Mayor, this is going to have to be somewhere. We want to be sure and keep it in Missouri, but I think you and I want to be sure and keep it in St. Louis if we can as well. And Otis Williams stepped up, did his part of helping work with the community. I went to see the Alderman, Lewis Reed, about the same time that I went to see Mayor Slay, and said that there's an opportunity here that we don't want to miss. And I think today we recognize that opportunity. We celebrate that opportunity. Congressman Clay and I have worked together on this. We decided early that this was the site that made the most sense. And I think we want to look forward to what can happen and how it makes even more sense for the community. You know, at full force, General Semonite will talk later about his responsibility to build this facility, but there'll be about 1,100 people working here. And that $1.7 billion that will be spent on this facility multiplies a number of times just during the construction itself. But it doesn't stop at the construction. You know, that $250 million payroll, annual payroll, that will come to this facility every day will reverberate throughout the economy. Quicker, I think, than we would anticipate, hopefully as quick as the mayor and I talked about this morning, we'll see all the service facilities that respond to that. The grocery stores, the service stations, the dry cleaners, the child care facilities that wouldn't be here otherwise. There are many jobs beyond the NGA jobs that will occur right here because we're here today, and this project starts today. Grocery stores, I went to the opening of the first full-service grocery store in North St. Louis in 50 years, about 3 months ago. I don't think if this project wouldn't have been on the table that that grocery store would have opened its doors. The governor mentioned the National GEOINT Convention be here two of the next 5 years. And this is part of our economy that's growing beyond anything I would have anticipated 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. It's part of our economy that's growing in a way that can look at the resources that are here, the graduate school resources, the non-classified space that Admiral McGuire mentioned, the Springfield facility, the Springfield, Virginia facility that is the NGA East, only slightly bigger than this facility, was designed at a different time. And so it wasn't designed with 40% of the space unclassified. Now, that doesn't mean anybody can walk in that wants to, but it does mean our collaborative partners can be there. It does mean that Director Cardillo's decision to look at what was commercially available and take more advantage of that than we ever had before, it continues to grow as those collaborative partners can actually be part of the facility. as graduate students could be part of the facility in a way they wouldn't be able to be otherwise. I think the potential for that incredibly growing part of our economy, that whether you're in a driverless car or you're using GPS or your telephone's keeping track of where you are all the time, not, by the way, necessarily the greatest improvement in the history of humans on this planet, but every time I punch agree to my new telephone update, I'm letting my phone know a lot more stuff than I would like it to know, probably, or that I would think it needs to know. But that's the world we live in, and that geospatial, geowant expansion will be part of that. I think this is a day when the gateway to the West also becomes the gateway to new kinds of communication. This is a day when we drive around this community 5 years later and 10 years later. This is a good day to capture in your mind where we are today and where I fully believe we will be then. It's a great day for the intelligence, defense, the geospatial, the overhead architecture, defense of the country, but it's a great day for St. Louis, it's a great day for jobs, it's a great day for this community. I am so pleased to be here. Thank you all.